I'm David Byrne. The whistleblower at the center of Congress's impeachment inquiry says President Trump abused his office by trying to get Ukraine's help in next year's election and that the White House tried to cover it up. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The whistleblower complaint gives more detail about a July phone call where the president urged Ukraine's leader to investigate Joe Biden and alleges White House officials knew that was bad, so they tried to lock down all details of the call. Acting National Intelligence Chief Joseph McGuire told a House panel the complaint does allege serious wrongdoing by the president. But
all we have is an allegation.
One top House Republican, Kevin McCarthy, says isn't worth much.
There is nothing in there that is impeachable.
The president's blasting it as the act of desperate Democrats.
They're going to lose the election. They know it. That's why they're doing it.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says what he's done is the actual reason.
They have no choice.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
France is mourning former President Jacques Chirac, who died Thursday at age 86. Lisa Bryant has more from Paris.
Jacques Chirac was the ultimate political survivor, mayor of Paris for 18 years before becoming prime minister and later president for more than a decade. He will be remembered for many things, including being the first French head of state to acknowledge his country's role in the Holocaust in a 1995 speech, for also opposing the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq in 2003. He will also be remembered for being a staunch fan of Africa. At home, Chirac had a mixed record. Still, many remember Chirac for his charm and his common touch, a man at ease with both diplomats and farmers. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN's Nuclear Monitoring Agency says Iran has begun using advanced centrifuges to enrich uranium, a violation of a landmark agreement with world powers. An International Atomic Energy Agency report said technologically advanced centrifuges at Iran's Natanz facility were accumulating or had been prepared to accumulate enriched uranium. The report also said that Tehran intends to use more of the advanced centrifuges than previously disclosed. The developments breach a landmark deal that world powers reached in 2015 that places limitations on Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. President Donald Trump has pulled the United States out of that accord. The Pentagon said on Thursday it plans to send 4 radar systems, a battery of Patriot missiles, and about 200 personnel to bolster Saudi Arabia's defenses after the largest ever attack on the kingdom's oil facilities this month. The deployment details clarify the Pentagon's announcement last week that it planned to deploy more forces to the kingdom after the September 14th attack on the world's biggest crude oil processing facility. The U.S. blames Iran for that attack. Tehran has denied responsibility. The gap between the haves and the have-nots is growing in the United States. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Income inequality in the United States last year reached its highest level in more than 50 years. Census Bureau figures show California, Texas, and Virginia, all areas of great wealth, were among the states with the biggest increases. But some states from the heartland, including Kansas and Nebraska, also were among the leaders of the increase. The areas with the most income inequality last year were wealthy coastal places, the District of Columbia, New York, and Connecticut, as well as areas of great poverty, Puerto Rico and Louisiana. I'm Mike Hempen.
As flu season approaches, U.S. government officials are urging Americans to get their shots now. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Typically, flu starts circulating widely in November or December and peaks by February. There's no way to predict how bad this flu season will be, but the past 2 years have been miserable. Last year's was unusually long, and the one before that was unusually deadly. While the vaccine is far from perfect, doctors say it's the best protection available against a virus that kills tens of thousands even in a not-so-bad year. U.S. health officials are urging people to get a flu shot before the end of October. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in negative territory. The Dow lost 0.3%. The S&P was off 0.2%. The Nasdaq fell by 0.6%. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1. The best.